wanted to pour something like a, say, pour liquid into something with a narrow mouth, like a Coke bottle, to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel.
Okay. And say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And if you bought some groceries at the store, the grocer would put them in a
bag.
Okay, and that would be made out of
paper.
Have you ever, any other word besides bag?
Sack.
Okay, is that
paper sack?
Would you be likely to say paper sack? Or?
I don't think I would. I think you'd refer to it as a paper bag.
Does one word sound more old fashioned or
a paper sack sounds old fashioned.
And what did, say, 50 pounds of flour used to come in?
That was in a bag, I guess. I don't know. Okay. 50 pounds. I've never seen 50 pounds of flour in a bag.
Or say,
I guess it was in a bag, though.
Well, what they have now, if you wanted about 25 pounds or so. You know, do you see
it's in a cloth bag.
What about the thing that feed used to come in? Say, if you bought cattle feed, that...
Well, they were in a bag, too, a burlap bag, but they didn't call them a burlap bag. They called them a croaker sack.
Okay. would you be likely to use that word?
I might use it.
I'm kind of interested, you know, as we go along, if some words sound old-fashioned to you, if you'd...
Well, a croaker sack sounds old-fashioned. Used to, if anybody referred to a croaker sack, you knew what they were talking about, you know, but... But now you'd be just as likely to hear them say burlap bag, I think.
But just, you know, you might be likely to use the word croaker sack yourself. Or
I don't say that I wouldn't use it. I don't know that I would, too.
And say if...
Sounds like that a burlap bag is more descriptive of it than croaker sack.
Wonder where they got the name from.
I don't know where that came from.
say if you, this I guess would be before your time, but a long time ago people would take corn to the mill to be ground. Do you know what they would call the amount of corn that they'd take at one time? Like whether it was a half a bushel or a bushel or whatever. Is there any one expression referring to the amount?
I don't know of anything. Just carried it as I always thought of them as carrying it by the bushel, you know. They carried it to the mill and had it ground, and then the miller or whatever they called him took his toll out of that, you know, and that was his pay for grinding it.
Did you ever hear the expression a turn of corn?
I might have, but I don't know it. I don't remember.
What would you call the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms?
A turn. Now you're getting to a turn now.
Okay.
I've heard that referred to as a turn of wood.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember a turn of corn.
Mm-hmm. Would you say a turn of wood?
I probably would.
Mm-hmm. And say if someone didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he had a...
Just part of a load.
Mm-hmm. Any other expression? Jag or change or... And if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you say you have to screw in a new...
Bulb.
Okay, what kind of bulb? You'd call that a...
Light bulb.
Okay. And you might carry the wash out to hang on the line. You might carry it out in a...
Clothes basket.
And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place, you'd call that a...
Hoop.
Okay. And what did nails used to come in?
Keg.
Okay. And say if you opened up a bottle and then you wanted to close it back up so it wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in a...
Cork.
Okay.
Stopper. Stopper. Cork.
Okay.